This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
To another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. You do that by getting informed. If you're not informed, then you know you got a problem. We got a problem. Everybody's got a problem. But let me bring on the one that helps squelch the problems. Sonia Smith is always like, what are you saying no for? You always say no. Sonia Smith is our co-host every Friday. Always appreciate her time with us as well. And you know, you could be out dancing, you know, disco dancing and all that, and she's chosen to be here to enlighten.
Disco dancing.
What? That no more.
The 70s called and want their dance club back. What is that?
I don't listen. I don't go out dancing. Come on, really?
I know, but I didn't do that then. I was like, people talk about all the stuff that I don't know about, and then I realize every time they talk about it, I was like, oh yeah, I was raising babies by myself at that time.
Really?
So I missed out on several years.
Took them to a club. That's what some of them did, yeah.
Yeah. And people often, I don't know if your audience will agree with this or not, but people often compare my the way I look to Donna Summer.
And I'll say yes.
I'm like, yeah, I guess so. And my kids thought so too. But I never really got to see a whole bunch of her because I was raising them at the time.
No.
I would have preferred being at the club. Trust me.
Yes, I had children. I would have preferred being at the club. Although maybe being at the club is what got me in trouble to begin with. But that's
exactly
a story for another day.
That's how you got them.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Hey. So in the another act of lunacy. To reverse inequality. You're going to love this story.
And I'm always for that.
Yeah. So, well, Chicago has decided to move away from school choice and go after the neighborhood schools to rectify structural racism. That's right. So the Chicago Board of Education, they passed a resolution that seeks to move away from school choice and bolster cities' neighborhood schools to address longstanding structural racism and socioeconomic inequality. So what do? We do that by pulling kids out of schools or not offering kids schools that actually are doing better than the inner city schools so that we can bring them down and make them stupid too.
Yes. Totally. If I'm a person on the left, that totally makes sense.
But you,
it doesn't matter. Consequences, outcome, don't make any difference to them. Listen, they need a dumbed down constituent. They need a group of people who are ignorant, who don't understand anything, that they can teach them what to think, not how to think. So this
good
totally
point.
Makes sense to me.
Yep.
You know, it's why, you know, and we've been saying for years with this whole immigration thing, people are going, oh, why would they want that? Because they're losing voters. And they need voters. Black men are turning away from them in droves. Latinos, turning away from them in droves. They've got to import voters, and they've got to create voters. So the school system has been involved in breeding illiterates, breeding angry people,
breeding people who think... It's really terrible that they wanted everything they want to build, they build on hate.
Yeah.
You know?
It's easier. Are you kidding? Listen, I love documentaries. Documentaries is just to tell the story, not to try to sway what you're thinking. But they're not as effective as telling an emotional story.
Agreed.
When my grandson was just a few years old, he loved a movie called The Lorax by Dr. Seuss.
Oh, yes. Well.
It's a total left-wing, leftist movie.
Yep.
It's totally done in the most creative, entertaining way ever. We don't really have those kind of movies, so I don't know that we're not fighting back.
Okay. But wait a minute. We as conservatives, when we look at things sometimes, we take a black and white approach. We have a right and a wrong. We don't have fluff built all around it.
They have
we don't
a right
make
and,
excuses
no,
for...
They, no. That movie, if you watch The Lore, and this is a perfect example, they have a right and a wrong, too. They just have a way of expressing it in a way that you can jump on board, and it sticks with you. Oh, being a capitalist, you walk away from that movie... Going, being a capitalist is wrong. Cutting down trees is, being an environmentalist is right. You get clear messages from watching that movie, even though they don't necessarily hit you. Well, they do, but it's done in such a creative way that we don't have a way. And we haven't talked about this, but there was a movie that just got released last week by Jeremy, I forget his last name. Why am I forgetting his last name? But it was about, it's called Lady Ballers. And it's hilarious, hilarious movie. But it's the first time that we have come out with a movie that is so funny and is so clearly our message without hitting you over the head. I mean, it is hitting you over the head, but it's done boring. This is a Jeremy Boring with such humor. This is the first time out of all the movies that they've done to our children, to us, to everything else.
Well, we got to go for a break. And we come back. Can we get back to the school in Chicago?
No.
You just took me down the freeway and got off on an off-ramp I'm not familiar with. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. We're coming up with me and Sonia. We'll return.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there are certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me tuning in. Sending messages during the show, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5056. Let me bring around my co-host for today. Sonia Schmidt joins us, as she does every week. Always have a, I think we have a lot of fun together. I know we ruffle a lot of feathers, which really makes it a lot of fun.
I know. I don't want to ruffle feathers. I just want to come on, be happy, and happy, joy,
right.
Joy.
Sure. Uh-huh. Happy, joy. Wow, I know what you watched when you were younger.
What is that from? I just said that. And I'm
really?
Like, that sounds...
That's from Ren and Stimpy. And they have a,
That was the funniest cartoon ever.
That's right, especially if you're smoking a little weed.
The only way to watch it.
Happy, joy. And it's the most irritating song. It's really funny at first, but it's like, stop singing it.
Okay, so I know what I'm watching on the internet tonight.
There you go. See that? You want to have some fun? I got them all if you want them. I got every one of them on DVD.
That was funny.
God, Ren and Stimpy, let me see, the Animaniacs and...
The Animaniacs.
Pinky and the Brain.
Oh, that was great.
Well, and the Animaniacs, don't you think that they were the modern-day Bullwinkle?
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I also think in a lot of ways, and it just came, popped up in my head, maybe they were the modern-day useful Marx Brothers.
Well, they modeled, was it Wacko? One of them they modeled off of, like, Groucho Marx.
Okay, so yeah. It's not me. Okay, I just, I was like,
see,
wow.
You picked up on it. Well, that's your whole thing. You got the Hollywood vibe going anyway.
Well, so. One of the biggest compliments I got from someone, this is a whole other story, but a woman who has been working on The Simpsons for a million years, making a gazillion dollars, said that she thought I would be wonderful to write for Pinky and the Brain, and I thought that was such a great, and I do think I would have been.
Well, they were
great.
You could say anything you want. You could do these underlying,
innuendos. Let's just call them.
Yeah. That was a
very grown-up show. But then again, when you look back at the Warner Brothers cartoons that we were raised on. Very grown-up shows. I so love that my grandson is into Warner Brothers cartoons and we can watch them together. But
where did you learn your? Where did you hear your first classical piece of music?
On cartoons.
On a cartoon. Right.
You know, and I honestly think, and I don't know if you're going to lead into the story, but I think that my knowledge and my exposure to good music, whether it be jazz or classical music from cartoons, really helped me in becoming a dancer. Because this music wasn't foreign to me by the time I had become a dancer.
No, but the front part, forget your dancing for a second, and you think about what you just said. You were exposed to jazz, classical, you were exposed to all kinds of music in those cartoons. So you learned the different things and you know, that was good. But I'm going to finish this school story.
Oh,
I have to mute
must.
Your mic.
All right.
So for those of you who were with us an hour ago when we actually started talking about this, the Chicago school districts are moving away from school choice because they want neighborhood schools, you know, to be the center again, the center of education so that they can bring back the culture, if you would, so they could dumb down the community, basically. So, anyway, they talk about the fact that they want to turn the, let me see, school choice, they want to elevate their neighborhood schools to ensure each and every student has access to high-quality education experience. And, oh, there it is. The board wants to create a model where neighborhood schools are central to the education system, which is how they started off to be, and they recognize that these schools are institutional anchors in the community to rectify past ongoing racial and economic inequality. You know, that's what they were supposed to be, community schools. And we had busing, we had some schools that were terrible, some schools that were great. If you were on the wrong side of town, your schools were terrible, and people got choices. Choices to send your kids to decent schools. What say you?
Do you know what you didn't say in that entire article? Or not? I'm not putting the blame on you. They
Thank
didn't
you.
Say it in the entire article. What was their way? What was their? I hear what their goal is. They want to elevate this, but they never said how. All they did is go, we just want to make this a neighborhood experience. We want to bring this back to the neighborhood. This is in the neighborhood. But they didn't say what they were going to do to compete with their opposition. Your opposition is charter schools. So what are you going to do that's going to compete and bring you up on the same level as the charter schools? They don't mention that.
Oh, one of the things they say in the article is Chicago was one of the few major school districts that allowed students to apply for high schools of their choice instead of the one in their community. Now, when you look at the numbers, 76% of high school students did not attend their local school. They actually applied to go to a different high school. And 45% of the kids went to a different elementary school. Gee, I wonder why that was.
There's a reason for that. So here's a story about they're trying to be all inclusive. You know, they want to be, it's virtue signaling. That's all that article is.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, we want to bring kids back to where they can not be educated. That's what the headline should have been. Let's bring kids back to, you know, when we could keep them stupid. That should have been the headline.
Well, exactly. The kids went to different schools. Parents fought for different schools. Parents fought for charter schools because the regular neighborhood public school wasn't cutting it. And yep. The state saw that as being real, and they allowed that to happen, hoping that the public schools would step up. Doesn't look
no,
like
that's exactly not what that article is saying at all.
I'm saying
the public, right.
So the charter schools were originally federally, they came in and said, hey, look, let's give them the opportunity, and maybe the public schools will step up, right? To your point, didn't happen.
But they didn't happen, so now they're saying, basically, you know, you're being a sellout. You know, that's basically what they're saying, is if you don't come back to us, that's like the Democrat Party. If you don't come back to us, what did Joe Biden say? You ain't really black, man.
Oh, God. That still frosts my buns because you're sitting here saying to yourself, do they not see the issue in that at all?
No, they don't have the ability to. You know, one thing that I have to learn about crazy people, because, you know, I talk about this on your show a lot, because I come from a crazy family.
Make it quick. We're going to break. Go.
Clinically crazy. I had to learn that they don't have the ability to do anything but crazy.
Well, they must all come from Rob Reiner. Anyway, be back in a few minutes. Oh. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Israeli forces have acknowledged responsibility for unintentionally causing the death of 3 hostages held by Hamas during a conflict in northern Gaza today. IDF troops fired upon them after initially perceiving them as a threat. President Biden's job approval rating has reached a record low. According to a recent Pew Research Center poll, only 33% of Americans approve of the president's job performance. This reflects a 2-point decrease since Pew's last survey in June. U.S. lawmakers are working to find compromise over sending more aid to Ukraine and Israel versus addressing concerns at the U.S. southern border. Independent Arizona Senator Kyrsten Sinema.
The solution is to actually create an orderly process where those who do qualify for asylum have the opportunity to seek it in our country.
Republicans want to see restrictions on asylum and parole programs in exchange for approving more aid. John Schaefer, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Yeah, be part of the solution. You know how I love to say that to you. It's so true, though. You become part of the solution when you actually do your homework. We do a lot of it for you. I wouldn't believe everything I say because you guys have caught me a few times with giving me wrong information. I put it forward like it's gospel truth. But seriously, get informed, then engage, and you won't sound like them. You won't have to say you're sorry all the time. You won't have to look like a baboon all the time, or baboon, whatever. An idiot, how's that? Always want to be ready. I won't say for the argument, let's say for the conversation. Right, Sonia?
This is a moron.
She's going to make, I'm Mora. Oh, yeah. You can't use those words. They're hurtful, don't you know that?
They're hurtful. They're hurtful to morons worldwide.
get over it. I mean, seriously. All right, so let's talk a little bit about the, that guy that everybody loves to not love, right? Rob Reiner. And you already know where I'm going with this. He's the one, he recently came out, and he does this all the time. It's almost like he loves shooting himself in the foot. He gets personal happiness out of it. But he says Christian nationalism is not only a danger to our country, it's a danger to Christianity itself. Our film will be coming to theaters in February. Watch the trailer here. What? I didn't get to see it. What is he talking about? Because if he put a movie together about Christian nationalism,
You didn't see the trailer.
When would I have done that?
Okay. Here's the thing. And you tell your audience to get engaged, get involved.
They're your audience, too. Go for it.
Well, it's easier and easier. They're making it so easy for us. They are projectionists. What they say we're doing, they're doing. And then you can also watch for buzzwords and buzz phrases. Have you not noticed that over the past at least easily 8 months to a year, they've been using the phrase Christian nationalists?
Oh, yeah.
And that's right. Okay. So how you got to watch this is when they use phrases like that, you know that they're going to use them, or they're going to try to use them to their advantage, all right? So, Christian nationalist is the evil phrase right now. So, what does Mr. Reiner do? Because he sees an opening, because Michael, what's his name? Michael Moore hasn't created a movie in a bit. So, he's got an in. So, he creates a movie that shows how Christians are something called Christian nationals, which they have deemed evil, Nazi, democracy killing. That's another term that we've all heard. We never heard Democrats talk about democracy before.
No.
But in the past 3 years, now they're all wrapped up in democracy. So they wrap up democracy, Christian nationalism, Nazism, Trump supporters. That's what this whole film is about, is how Christian nationalists are Trump supporters. They're going to kill our democracy, and they're hateful people. J6. Now, that whole J6 thing, I believe, is going to fall short.
Oh, I believe it's going to fall apart, too. Yeah,
yeah, it's going to fall apart. So they're going to, but what I'm saying is, that's another phrase, that's another term, insurrectionist. You never heard insurrectionist before. They use all these terms so that they can create a narrative so that they can destroy our side. And they've lumped all these things together, and that's the film that Rob Reiner has done. It's too bad. His father was so talented. And to be honest, he was a talented dude. He was funny. He was talented. I saw an episode.
In All in the Family, you know, again, I hate to give him credit for anything, but in All in the Family, you are right. He played that part well. I mean, a hot-headed New York liberal. And,
yes.
You know, came up, and I'm not making fun. I'm being serious with you. I mean, he did a good job with it. And he got
job.
The point across. But
I saw the first episode where Archie meets Meathead for the first time.
Oh, God.
Hilarious. Rob Reiner wrote that. So he has to have some level of self-awareness.
Do you think he knew he was going to be seen as the way, because remember, he was supposed to be the hero.
Yes, but that episode, I'll just give you one bit that they did in that in that episode, is that Meathead was putting on his shoes and socks. He was sitting on the edge of the bed. He was putting on his shoes and socks. He put on one sock, and then he put on the other shoe. And Archie just about lost it. He was like, nobody does that. You put on a sock and a sock, and then a shoe and a shoe. Nobody, you know. So, it's hilarious, which is true. I mean, everybody does that. But if Rob Reiner wrote that, he has to have some sort of self-awareness that the way liberals do things is not what normal people do. You understand what I'm saying? It's
I do.
Not normal.
I can't get that deep into craziness with some of the things that, you know, right?
But he has to have some awareness that they're not normal. And that's what I recognized when I worked in Hollywood, is they know that there's something wrong with them. And that's why they say phrases like, we're good people, right? We're good. This doesn't make me a bad person, right? I'm still a good person. Because I think that they know that there's something off. And even though Rob Reiner, when you ask him about Biden and his reelection, will say, yeah. He still hates Trump so much and had no intellectual argument against Trump at all. They're just led by their demonic, and that's the only way I can put it. They're led by their demonic spirit. But this film, if you watch the trailer, and you'll see, they are getting ready to lower the boom
on
Christians.
Yeah.
Oh,
I think they already have been doing it. I think that.
Yes.
I think they're picking up steam because they've been able to take white nationalism and slide that into Christian Christian nationalism. I think that's where they've been able to make it happen, and they're getting people to to buy into it. You're getting more and more young kids that are turning away from not so much God, but church, you know, because they don't like, what do they call it, organized religion. Well, we don't like organized religion either.
Yeah.
But...
No, but they don't know that they're thumbing their finger at black people and Latin people who are predominantly Christ-believing.
Yeah. They don't care.
So they're going to
show you how wrong you are. Don't you know that?
Exactly. And that's what I said earlier.
Yeah.
They're going to keep doing it until they show you how wrong you are. But that's what they have to do, is keep making fun of it. They've been very successful at showing that Republicans are to be made fun of. So even though people may not want to, they don't want to vote for Biden, they're not going to change their party affiliation, because the left has done a wonderful job of making fun of Republicans. And listen, we ain't helped ourselves out that much either, so...
You know, all right, I know you're trying to avoid this, but we're going to get into the dating portion.
Can we talk about Biden again?
I had an article up, the red flags for men dating, you know, what men should be watching for and what have you, and somehow it updated itself. But I'm okay with this one, too, because this is the one, dating in a time of TMI. And I was thinking about... Back in the 70s when we were, you know, disco freaks, you know, you...
You were.
Yeah, that's right, too. You were home taking care of kids. You know, without being vulgar, you'd go out on your date, and then the next day you'd say, I'm sorry, what was your name again? We didn't know anything about each other. We you met at a club, you met at a whatever. And even when you dated, you didn't know everything about somebody in weeks. So this woman said that, you know, after a long-term relationship, she decided to go out, start to go out dating and, you know, really seeing what was out there, because she had been in this relationship for so long. And she went on 30 dates.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, after a while, the 24-year-old bike courier freelance writer from Virginia noticed a pattern. When this person started opening up to them, they never knew when to shut it off. One suitor spoke about life-threatening disease, and within 25 minutes of the meeting, by the end of the date, Johnson knew almost everything about her date's relationship with her parents, multiple traumatic car accidents, and so we'll talk about this more on the other side of the break, because this is funny. I think it's funny, but what do you want?
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. That's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was going to.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. How do you move back to where you were? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I mean that sincerely. I always appreciate the time you guys spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. All right, Sonia. You know, I got...
I'm avoiding this conversation.
I can tell you're like, moving out of the picture so you don't have to deal with it. I got it, but I know where you live. It ain't that easy, lady. Let me tell you what. So, I thought this was, I had a different article up, but somehow it refreshed, but this one is right in line with it, okay?
Right.
And it's dating in a time of TMI. And for those of you who aren't hip like I am, that means too much information. Why are you laughing at me?
Nothing.
Anyway, shit. This young lady decided to go on 30 dates after being launched. Now, she's 24 years old. Forgive me. What kind of long-term relationship? What are you talking, 90 days? I mean, what's a long-term relationship when you're 24 years old, right? So, she said that when she dated some of these people, she had all kinds of different things happen. Sometimes they opened up too much or they gave out too personal. I don't remember any of that happening. Now, let me just give you a couple of examples, and Sonia, I will let you go to town on these, right? So one suitor spoke about her life-threatening disease within 25 minutes of the meeting. By the end of the date, Johnson knew almost everything about her date's relationship with her parents, the multiple traumatic car accidents they'd been involved in, and so much more. On a different date with similar experiences of oversharing occurred, the person ended up being very, very interested in me. Johnson, 24 years old, said, I was like, you don't even know me. We've only been together for 25 minutes. And you feel bonded to me already? You've never experienced these things, right?
That was not the question I was hoping you would ask me about that article.
Well, listen, you could tie all this together. Let's do I'll quickly do the mental health one where she went through, you know, I mean, when you listen to what's happening, the millennials, I guess, I'm sorry, Gen Z, not the millennials, they are so much quicker and willing to spill all their mental health issues on the table and share them. With you. So, I'm sorry.
You shouldn't make fun of that. Like, you know, we do pronouns.
I didn't laugh.
You did that funny sound. Share. I think that there's also boomers who are becoming more conscious of how and why they tick. And there's a plethora of information online so you can learn about these things. And, you know, I do a lot of self-healing from the things that I'm watching and understanding, because sometimes I kind of beat myself up for things that I'm lately finding out. It's not really my fault. It has to do with a lot of trauma and stuff. Now, those are legitimate. Do they need to be shared? I don't think so. I think that those are personal experiences that you're working on. I know my attachment styles. I would love to know somebody who I'm going on a date with. I would love to know their attachment styles, but most people don't even know what that means, let alone what theirs is. Because I'm an empath, and that just means somebody who's really beyond sympathetic to people's issues and people's problems, people pick that up, and they tell me stuff that I don't really want to know on a first date. But I think because we're locked into this world of self-help, self-improvement, and all of that. And let me just tell you something. People are lonely, Joe. You may make fun of this whole dating scene, but the dating scene is not...
Oh, no. I wouldn't make fun of the dating scene, but I do, without putting a hardcore Christian spin on it, you know, people go to the same sites, the same places, the same clubs. They never find lasting relationships. They do the same. They get locked into this cycle of doing things. It's like, right. Why don't you stop and look at yourself? Why don't you figure out that...
Okay, so that's exactly what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Is people have stopped, and it's not just Gen Z or Gen X. It's also boomers, because we've lived a lifetime of a lot of pain and a lot of discomfort. So we're starting to learn more and more where that comes from. And it's revolutionary to us. So when we go on a date and now we want to connect with people, we want to share that information. What we don't know is that it's not appropriate on the first date. In all honesty, people will find that out about you. Yeah. Listen, I spent a long time with somebody that I wish I had known that sort of. I wish somebody had been that self-aware to say, this is who I am, this is where I am, and this is as far as it's going to go. So. Okay,
but wait a minute. Does it have to be, and you're going to say it's not negative, does it have to be the negative? And when I say by that,
that's not negative.
I don't need to know about all your fears and your issues and things that, you know, send a chill up your spine. What kind of movies you like? Right? What's your favorite kind of food? You know, if you were to go
that's
somewhere.
That's fun information, but that doesn't tell you anything about compatibility.
It does. It would for me. If I know you like being in the woods where it's quiet and you like to go camping and you like, you know, I can lay a whole thing out for you. Well, that tells me a lot about the person.
But it doesn't tell you if you're compatible because sometimes people, opposites do attract. I love being in the woods. I love being in the woods. I also love New York City on occasion where I can go and eat and dress up and be fancy. And it doesn't tell you anything about how I'm going to be when we are going through tough times. I have to tell you, one of the things about my ex-husband is that when disaster hit, we had houses that were destroyed for whatever reason, floods, whatever. We were really good. I mean, he had a building background, and I had, which I didn't know at the time, a love for reconstruction. Came from my father. My father was a builder. I would have never put those on a dating app. I mean, I would never say, need a guy who in a pinch could put a house together. But one thing that we did really well together is disasters. Did it cover all the other stuff? No. But had I known some of the other things about his childhood and what I presumed from that, it takes a lot of self-awareness. I don't think you should be putting this down about people. I don't think that they should share on the first date. That's not sexy. It ain't romantic. It ain't cool.
Well, one psychologist says when you what he refers to as trauma dump on your first meeting, it's your way of pushing them away. Not
it
drawing
could,
them in, but actually pushing them away. You don't want to engage.
It could be. So you need to have the second date to see if that happens. And one of the things I told one of the guys I was dating, I was like, you ask me these questions and I have to be honest, but I don't like talking about my past because it's all tragic. And I don't, you know, I've gotten past a lot of that. I work on some of that. So when you ask me that, I have to be honest, but I don't like talking about the tragedies in my life. You can see who I am. You can see how I raised my children. You can see what I've done with, you know, with my life. So that's just going to take time. And what I think one of the reasons that people do that trauma dump, is because we live in a fast-paced society. We date like this. You know, we find jobs and we leave them and we do this. And we do things very quickly. Our attention span is very short.
I was just going to say that. Do you think this fast-paced way of wanting to do this dump of information about me, this is about me, this is what's happening in my life, this is what's going on with me. You know, when we dated, we took time to get to know each other. We took time to walk together, to talk together, to go out and eat and or go to different things. And over a period of time, you really get to know each other.
I agree, but we didn't have the internet then. We didn't have dating apps.
Shut it off.
You know? But how do you meet people if you're not on those?
Get out of the house. I'm sorry. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I think, you know, wake up 30 years ago is knocking at your door. People don't have that ability. They don't. They're not doing anything. They go to work. Women are trying to achieve some sort of, you know.
See, we always get a good part of the conversation when the show's over.
Oh, good, because I hate this conversation. It lands too close to home.
Listen, I feel bad.
I'm sympathetic.
I feel guys and girls dating today off those apps, I feel bad for them because I just learned about filters recently. Okay?
Oh, so, okay, what do you think about that? Because that ticks me off that guys don't like filters. It's like, okay, that's
like
saying
you
don't like makeup.
You are. I want to see you in the morning before you
come on. Then take me out.
That doesn't sound right.
Then take me out for a date.
Okay. Well, that's the music means we're going for a break. If you want to blow some steam off in the next hour, you can stay. I don't care. It's up to you.
I'm right. Are we going to continue this?
Yes. Yeah.